Deus in adiutorium meum intende,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O Catherine, light for all the church, adorned with crowns of many flowers, we venerate you on this day, and honor you with highest praise. With noble virtues you were blessed, throughout a life of great renown, with zealous mind and humble heart, you trod the pathways of the cross. The people saw in you a star that heralds fair and timely peace. You led them back to better ways, and softened hard and savage hearts. The Holy Spirit moved your soul to speak his words as flames of fire that pour forth wisdom's holy light, and kindle love within the heart. O Virgin chosen by the Lord, lead us inflamed with ardent love, and trusting in your holy prayers, to seek the bridegroom's glorious reign. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who are the Virgin Mary's Son, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen.
The night will be as clear as day. Alleluia. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you beseech me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. the night will be as clear as day. Alleluia. I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you. When I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia. His glory covers the heavens, and his praise fills the earth. Alleluia. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. His glory covers the heavens, and his praise fills the earth. Alleluia. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed, any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy. Alleluia, Alleluia.
They are brought into the King's dwelling place.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy. Alleluia, Alleluia.
Always and everywhere Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love, she entered into union with him. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Always and everywhere Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love, she entered into union with him. Alleluia. Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaids burning brightly.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your Holy Virgin, Catherine. Give us constant joy through her intercession.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have admitted the Holy Virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who set Saint Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love, in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your Church,
Grant, through her intercession, that your people participating in the mystery of Christ may ever exult in the revelation of his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.